So basically, it's the Torah of the Tzitzit Tzadik. It's built on, we're going to learn Maimer Beis Osiyud. Yeah? So Shabbos HaGadol, Tzitzit Tzadik, Yurtzeitz today. Hey, Nisan. So it's built off this Nekuda here. He speaks about it in Torah Tess, that basically a person might think that Pesach's on a higher dargah than Shabbos, because basically it's Rekach, Paskins, and Halacha, that in his Hilchos Pesach, they're the B'shem, the Rekach. He says that basically, a person who eats matzah for 7 days is as if he's mishtatef with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Briyas Olam. So it learns out from there that person might think that Pesach's on a higher dargah than Shabbos. It's down Os Yud. This is deep, but this is also big fundamentals like Chassidus 101. That's important to like know this concept. And here we go. It goes like this. Dine, Yadu Mefursam, Asher Kol Nyani Maisa Bereshis, V'chol Nivram Kulam, everything in the world is Nichla B'chinas Ashan. Heard that before, Ashan? Concept. That's Abia. That's Atzilus Bria Tzion Asiya. So Ashran is Vashtevos Olam Shana Nefesh. I'm just putting it out there. I didn't know this concept till like my second year back from like YU. Remember, I kept seeing it in Siva Shalom, and like I'm just like I have no idea what he's talking about. So it basically goes like this: Olam Shana Nefesh. Okay, Vashtevos. This is like the fundamentals of everything. But Olam. So what does it mean? Olam Shana Nefesh. So he's gonna explain. Olam Hainu Mekomosh Olam. Malcolm writes, Olam represents a place in the world. Right, Vishana, who has man, is the Shana represents the time in the world. Right? Vinefesh, he kol min nefesh chiyuni. It represents a person or a being. Okay? So Olam Shana Nefesh. Again, Olam represents the place, Shana represents the Zman, and Nefesh, right, represents the person. Vine. Kol echad min gimel b'chinas elu islay madrigas harbe mala basar mala ad l'sharsha. Right? I mean, there's a lot of madrigas of that. For example, you could have, let's just say, in the Elif Aleph Dallas, right? You could have New York City, June, Henrik Lundqvist. Right? Just putting out there, right? Just that's someone who could understand. Oh, that means Rangers, Stanley Cup, right? So you could have 1,000 examples of this. You could have, like, you were just in Poland, right? Nissan, Jacob Silver, right? Isli le madrigos harbe malas baser mala ad the sharsha shu ikker haviyasa v'kiyum ba'olam. Okay, kigon bechinas olam. So now going to olam, which you said olam is the place. Ikker sharsha v'yaso hi hakodshe kadashim. Right. So the olam, what's the holiest place in the world? Is the base of mikdash, the kodesh kadashim. Right. So shehi hamakom hamkudash biyoser min kol mekom shabolam. So now the shoresh of all olam, yeah, is the kodesh kadashim. Okay. Base of mikdash. V'chein bechinas shana. So it's Ushana. Iker Haviyoso, time. What would you think is the holiest time?
We have the base of Mikdash.
No, so that's a time period. What time is it? Okay, good. What else? V'chein b'chinas Shana, you actually got this question. All right? Iker Haviyoso, the chol hazmanim hu Shabbos Kodesh. Right, the Iker Zman.
That's right? Where he was like, going. Like,
this is where he's going to go. He's going to bring it out and he's going to bring a question. So we know the Iker, the holiest time, is Shabbos. Shehu hayom hamekudash b'yoser mikol yom sholom, right? It's the yom t'chil mekar kodesh. V'chein b'chinas nefesh. Iker ha-nefesh b'chol nefashos, af min nefesh ha-medavrim, heim nefesh Yisraeli. Right, a Jew. So, I remember this one time, that you take a Jew, right, holiest place in the world is Yerushalayim. You have Shabbos and a Jew, which we have every single Shabbos that we're here, which is wild. All the shoresh of Olam Shana Nefesh, right? So again, let's go back, over. So what's Olam? What's the holiest place in the world? Beis HaMikdash, right? What's the holiest time of the world? And what's the holiest person? A Jew. Okay? Ubifrat hatzadikim batamidi chachamish abinim. Tafka the tzadikim. V'chol echad min hagimel asharashim, hagimel b'chinas elu, mashpia kol echad l'madrego shetachtav. Right? So all those madrigos give to all the lower madrigos. For example, like you see that the Zohar says, on Sukkot, how many karbonos do we bring? 70. Right? During the days, it's Gemara Sukkot, right? 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, and the last day we bring 1. So Zohar says that you bring 70 corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. That what we give them their whole Shefa, which is exactly this. And all Shefa comes from where? Kodesh Kedashim. And we know Shabbos is the one that gives all the bracha to the week. Right? Asher b'chinasa. Ache kol echad yonek me'ikr shorsho kimuvan kenoda. Fine, so that's the basics. Okay, understood that? That's just basically, that's 101. If you have any introduction to understand anything, what you're going to see is a lot, Ashan. Olam Shana Nefesh. Now here we go. Now here's going to come the question. This is going to be Gevaldik. You ready for this? Vine. B'Mitzrayim, Eis Tzeitzenu Misham. When we left Mitzrayim, Kasher Kol Echad Meitanu, Mashach V'Lakach Hasaseh L'Pishov Mitzvah Hashem. Right, everyone took the Korban Pesach. Yeah? the kasher bo balayla nehergu kol bechorim afsh in a min a mitzrayim, right? Meaning every single bechor was killed, even if they weren't mitzrayim, if they were mitzrayim, yeah, like it says in Rashi, right? So what do we see? That not just the mitzrayim were killed, all people there, except for who?
The Jews.
Ah, so what was revealed that night in Mitzrayim, as nisvada lekol, it was revealed to everyone, she'ikr min bechinas hanefesh, she nefesh Yisraeli. Why? Because everyone else is getting killed except for us. So that was the revelation that night. It was what? That we're the ikr. Because all these other people were killed just for Klal Yisrael. So too what was revealed, this is actually Givaldic. And if you never heard this before, this is wild, and it's just very cool. Basically, let's speak about, in Gemara Sukkah before, who's one of the holiest people you see in the whole Gemara Sukkah that it speaks about his Kedusha straight up?
Rashbi.
Okay, Rashbi, who else?
Yonasan.
Oh, very good. Yonasan ben Uzziel, right? Yonasan ben Uzziel, the vote, when birds would fly over him, they'd burn.
Right.
So if he said something, you'd believe it or no?
Yeah.
Lamaisi, you'd believe it. Okay, listen to this. So it was revealed on the Yud Nisan was that the holiest place in the world is the Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, what does that have to do with Beis HaMikdash? No? First of all, was there even a Beis HaMikdash yet? We were in Mitzrayim.
Has to do with...
What does that have to do with Beis HaMikdash?
I understand how it reveals the Nefesh. How does it reveal the Malkum, you're saying?
No. Yeah. Alright? You understand how... Okay, fine. But first of all, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Right. Second of all, we were in Mitzrayim.
Right.
Right? Nasheh Shabo Belaila Nesam. Listen to what the Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziel says. Nasheh Shabo Belaila, on that night.
How do you know Yonasan Ben Uzziel?
It quotes it over here. Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziel. Nesam Ha'anan L'sham L'oso Makam HaKudash L'tzorch HaKarban Pesach. He says that what happened? That the cloud brought us to go Shech Karban Pesach. We were brought to the Makam HaMikdash. And then we were to do Karban Pesach. And then we were brought back to Mitzrayim. It's wild.
When we went out of Mitzrayim, we didn't go straight
to... I know. He says for a moment that we were picked up, we were brought to Yerushalayim, to the Makom Mikdash, to go Shef the Karm Vezach, and brought right back. Wild, no? Mamish wild. Ayin Shem. Mamish wild.
I've heard that.
Mamish wild. I'll tell you actually an awesome remez. Just to show that the Karm Pesach has Sheikhas to the Beis HaMikdash. I thought of this last year. Remember, I was going to Shul Arab Shabbos in Queens, and it was like 3 minutes before Shul started. And it was momish, like pouring rain. That, like, if I get out right now, I'm gonna ruin my whole davening. So it's pouring rain. So I was literally sitting in my car right in front of the shul and just like waiting for it to stop. So I was like, you know what? I might as well start with karbanos. So start with karbanos, and the last of Ezehu Mekamon, right? So in Perek Ches, because like it says Habachor v'Maisa v'Pesach. So it speaks about the Pesach, okay? So it says there are four stipulations you need to shech karban Pesach, okay? HaPesach in Nechal Ella Balayla. So you have Balayla. Veinu Nechal Ella Ad Chatzos. Right? Veinu Nechal Ella Lemnuyav. The people who are the appointed on it. People who register on it. Right? The Chabura. Veinu Nechal Ella Tzali. So he's roasted. Okay? So that's actually a cool remez. He have taken much of Balayla, Chatzos, Lemnuyav, Tzali. It's much exactly based on Mikdash. Which shows that what? That the Karm Pesach has Sheikhas, especially based off of this. That Karm Pesach, even if you're Mitzrayim, you go to Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's just the Rambam's Baal in there. But anyways, that's what he says. So what do we see? So we see, one, on that night was revealed Klal Yisrael is the Iker. On that night was revealed that what? That the Beis HaMikdash is the Iker Makom. So what's the last thing we need? We need, what about Shabbos? Right? V'achar shekol zeh haya avor azman, hachag kadosh hazed, yom tov shepesach. This is all on Pesach. Yesh lahalos al das. Maybe a person would think shayom hamufchar mikol hazmanim he yom tov shel Pesach. A person might think that what? That okay? Look, you have the kodesh kedushim. You have Klal Yisrael, and you also have Pesach. So what would you say is the holiest time? It's Pesach, right? Uma gam shebeemes berosh kol moados nesas Pesach. And we know that Pesach is like it's the first, right? It's the first month. Yeah, like we said in the Yotzer the Shachris the yom beis Pesach. It's called the first. So what's the deal? So what about Shabbos? So that's why, first of all, when did this happen? It happened on Yud Nisan, right? So Yud Nisan is when this all went down. Lazek karu b'mechavin ha-Shabbos hazeh, de'lekichas haseh, right? The Shabbos that represents and brings us back to the time that we took the Karban Pesach. B'shem Shabbos HaGadol. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol Daika. Why? Lehoro sh'afal pikein. that you might think that Pesach is the Iker, but it's revealing you what Shabbos HaGadol, Hayom HaGadol V'HaMeshubach Mikol HaZmanim, that the time that's Gadol and greater than any other Zmanim, the Bechina Shana, Hirak, Shabbos Kedosh. No. Higher than anything else, it's not Pesach, it's Shabbos. Techila Mikrai Kodesh, don't ever think anything else. Higher than all other times. V'Yom Tov Af Yom Tov Shal Pesach, says what? Even the godless and the kedusha of Pesach is on a lower level than Shabbos. So that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, to remind you to represent that what? That night that you had Olam Shana Nefesh, what was it? It was Shabbos, it was Beis HaMikdash, and it was Klal Yisrael. And I was going to say an awesome remez. Remez, he shekain. So this was Yud Nisan that this happened, right? Shabbos, it's asking a question here itself. We'll get there in a minute. Right? So it was Yud Nisan. And Yud Nisan is Shaykh to Shabbos HaGadol. So if you take Gematch of Yud Nisan Shabbos HaGadol, Gematch exactly, Olam Shana Nefesh. Which is that's the whole Indian of it.
That proves that Shabbos is...
That's the whole Nikud of it that represents what Yud Nisan Shabbos HaGadol. You might think that Pesach is the Iker of time. No. Shabbos HaGadol. That what Shabbos is the Godless. Shabbos is the Gadol. And that's Olam Shana Nefesh. So this works well with also Kasha the Poskim and Orach Chaim Simin Tuf Lamed, right? Madua Nisyaches Hakadola Hi Liyom Shabbos Kodesh Daika. V'lo Le'echad Mishar Yamim Imchal Behem Yud Nisan Delkichas Aseh. Right, this night was Yud Nisan. So let me ask you a question. So Shabbos HaGadol is going back to that time of Yud Nisan. What day of the week? What day of the of Nisan is Shabbos this week?
What day of Nisan is today's hair?
Right. So Shabbos will be when. Shabbos will be Ches. So then why is it... But the whole thing that happened was on Yud. So why? So it shouldn't be on Shabbos. We should have a big for bringing it on Yud, no? Feed v'areinu heitev nachon adavar. No. It works perfectly. She'ikr Hashem hazeh rak lehoras agalis v'armus to yom Shabbos kodesh mikol yom kamor. Because it represents the what? No. It's dafka associated with Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the godless of everything else. It's associated that what? It was the revelation that night was what? That of Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos is Gadol Mikol.
So
mean you would think that it should be on Yud Nisan,
right?
But dafka we associate the Shabbos to show that what? No, the godless of the Nes of Pesach came out through Shabbos, and the godless of Shabbos is revealed that what? That this whole Indian of Karban Pesach has to do with which again we're saying that it's within Olam Shana Nefesh, right? So the revelation that of that night was also the Shoresh of Olam Shana Nefesh, which is what again? You gonna tell me? Olam is place in the world. Shana is Shabbos, and Nefesh is Yisraeli. Right, and that's the revelation, Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol represents Shabbos is Gadol. It reminds you that what? The Shabbos is the Godless. That anything else there is, if you want to know what's the entrance point into anything, it's Shabbos. That's where a person gets his Godless from. And we'll do one more, this small one. It's just very nice. Just to know that basically what Pesach means, what does Pesach mean?
Everyone thinks it's Passover.
No, that's what it means. It means Passover, right? It's like he passed over.
Right.
So what that represents also, it says Medale Galaharim Mekapetz Agvos. It says that Hashem was passing over. It means he go like this. So Sfarim said that what represents also for a person is that there's certain madrigos that you're very far from. But on Lel Pesach, if you do it Karoi, you could be zochet to those madrigos, right? You could be zochet to jump to. Normally we always have to go Darga la Darga la Darga, right? But on Lel Seder, the dafka it's called Seder. But the Seder is out of order. Normally it's Sur Meirav Asay Tov, right? Normally it's Mishru Kula Chemton. Well, now Seder, what is it? Kadesh Urchatz. Now first you enter into Kedusha, and that's going to market you. That's going to clean you up itself. So the Seder is the what? You can skip Madrigas.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to what he says here. Oh, Yeshomrim. Tama Kriya Shabbos. Hazeb Hashem Gadol. Why is it called the Gadol? Daika. Hashem Shehu Asvan Dilug. Because if you look, Gadol, the same also says Dilug. What does Dilug mean? Medalig means to skip. So Gadol is same as Dilug. Lachin b'yom hazeh yom lekichas aser lePesach shu al shem haDilug psicha. That's called after the Dilug, right? That's why it's called Lachin Karo also b'shem Gadol. But what that represents also is that the Hachana for Pesach, the skip steps, is dafka with the Shabbos. Shabbos Gadol is Shabbos Tzarek the Dilug. That this is where you can go. If you do your proper avodah here, the Shabbos, then what happens? You can be making yourself that on Pesach and can be zochet to those oros, to be mekayim those oros. So, chesed tzadik. Amazing, no?